Since Iowa is a proving ground for the candidates, we wanted to get the view from the first-in-the-nation caucus state. And here to do that for us is Kathy Obradovich. She's the political columnist for the Des Moines Register. Kathy, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Michelle. Great to be here.
Now, I'm going to ask about individual candidates in just a minute. But first, this may seem for our national audience that, you know, to be talking about presidential politics may seem very early because, you know, we're talking about 2012. But in Iowa, the straw poll is really just a few months away. Do people start really thinking about this and start making decisions now?
People are really just starting, I think, to think about it and make their decisions. And I think it will still be happening over the next month or so. But you're right. The straw poll in August is really a really big first test of presidential candidates. And it takes some campaign muscle on the ground and some organization to get people sort of in the mode to go to that event in August. Candidates have dropped out after poor showing at that August straw poll. So it actually is a much more important event than maybe some of the county straw polls that you hear about.
Well, with that straw poll, as we said, just a few months away, I want to quickly tick through the take from Iowa on some of these candidates. We just heard a piece about Tim Pawlenty, and do we assume that he has neighbor state advantage since he's the former governor of Minnesota, or does another Minnesotan, Michelle Bachmann, complicate that?
Well, I think that he does have an advantage. In part, the proximity just makes it easier for him to get here, and he has been here in Iowa a lot. It gives him a chance to get around the state. He also, I think, has an advantage as really now, with Mitch Daniels out, the only Midwestern governor, former governor, in the race. And I think that's an advantage that he may have over Michelle Bachmann. Bachmann has her own advantages. She really has a feel for and I think a rapport with some of the religious conservatives that have been key in past caucus cycles. Her status as being a former homeschooling mother and also a foster mom to a lot of kids has really endeared her to the same sort of homeschool network that really helped Governor Mike Huckabee. And also, she's the only one in the race right now who can claim to be an Iowa native.
I want to ask about the man who was often described as the perceived front runner when people talk about this nationally. I'm talking about Mitt Romney. Is that the point of view in Iowa that he's the man to beat right now?
You know, the thing is, Mitt Romney has a very uneasy relationship with Iowa. He, having spent a lot of money here in 2008, only to come in second place to Mike Huckabee. His very first visit to the state will be Friday. And he right now really, other than John Huntsman, is the only candidate with an exploratory committee really who has not at least set foot in the state this year.
Can we talk about some of the field of other candidates, those that have are close to declaring, those that have all but declared, those that are still waiting in the wings, Huntsman, Palin, Paul, Kane, others? What's the view of those candidates and how many of them are starting to build traction at this point?
Most of the ones you've mentioned, with the exception of Rick Perry, are at least campaigning in Iowa. First of all, Newt Gingrich has really been in the top tier as far as polls go of Iowa Republicans, mostly, I think, because of name recognition. He had a rough start to his campaign last week, but came out of Iowa after a number of appearances saying that he felt better.
And what about Huntsman, former governor of Utah? He served as the U.S. ambassador to China in the Obama administration.
John Huntsman has not been here, and he has sort of indicated that he may not spend a lot of time in Iowa. He's a lot more moderate than the average Republican in the race right now. I do think that's a little bit short-sighted. He's going to miss out on a lot of the media attention and a lot of the discussion about the race nationally that comes out of Iowa.
Is Iowa at this point a red state or a blue state?
Iowa is still a purple state. We're redder than we were after the last election. Republicans took over the governor's office and the Iowa House. But really, Iowa has the ability to be a swing state again in 2012.
Kathy Obradovich is the political columnist for the Des Moines Register. Kathy, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Nice to talk to you, Michelle. Thank you.
This is NPR News.